Okay. Play the game fully. Play the game fully. Play the game fully. Or as it says in the Bible, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily. We have visitors at the campus, a lovely young mother and her four children. And in the evening after dinner, we usually play games. The other day we played Captain May I. It's a beautiful game. It has very simple rules. I just explain them shortly. One of the group is the captain, and he tells the whole rest, which is standing in line outdoors, what to do. He tells them you can take a couple of steps forward or backwards, and you get permission to do that if you ask first, "Captain, may I?" If you forget about that, you have to go backwards, and the goal of the game is to reach a certain point, which is actually in front, not in the back. And so we started to play that game. That's four small children and 10 big children. First, I played very much like a big child. That means I concentrated hard. I wanted to make it perfect. I'm an adult, so-called. And I even tried to pretend I forgot to say "Captain, may I?" which was a big joke, because I'm a bad actor in that sense. I'm a bad liar. And then at one stage, I just, with all the giggling and jumping going on and really giving into the game, I let totally go, and I became a small child. And I really had fun playing the game. I played with my heart and with my soul and with my body fully. All that was left when I let go of this wanting to play it was my divine attitude. It totally took over. That means I played from way inside with my heart. And that doesn't mean I gave up control, not at all. It meant that I let go and I let God. And then I got so involved in the game, I had so much fun with all the screaming and jumping and giggling, that I really forgot to say, "Captain, may I?" Imagine, here's a 37-year young monk, minister, adult, and is so one-pointed and concentrated that she forgets to say, "Captain, may I?" But I had such a ball that I didn't even think of that. I took the backward step so full-heartedly and with enthusiasm, as though I would go forwards. And the next forward step I took even with more enthusiasm. So what I came up after that game, when I thought about it, it was really that it's all up to my divine attitude. If I play the game full-heartedly and totally that let go the reasoning and thinking and let the divine attitude to take over, let God take over, then I live and get the most benefit out of it. For the divine attitude doesn't know mistakes, they don't exist, and divine attitude sure doesn't know backward steps. It only knows take a step, take it full-heartedly, enjoy it and have a ball. The other day, I was working in the garden. I had a job to do which took me a long time, actually 1.5 days, and I did always the same work. It was like digging. So I digged for hours in the garden. I thought that's a good opportunity to meditate. So I really concentrated on my thoughts. And there were so many thoughts jumping around in my head, it was nearly too much. I thought, Dear Anita, you are such a confusion in your head. How can you ever learn to be one-pointed? So I went on working, and with the rhythm of the work, I got a rhythm in my head, and I just let go of this reasoning and thinking what I have to do, how I have to think. And I found out that every single thought I had was actually always referring to the one theme I had set myself at the beginning. It looked as though it is confusion, but it wasn't at all like that. It was really like the divine attitude, this one-pointedness, that inner peace or balance that you really concentrate on. I like me and what I do is perfect, and I like my creation. It was always there, and it was a real nice revelation to see that. Blaise Pascal, I reckon it was a writer, said that very beautifully. He said, "It is the heart which experiences God and not the reason." So, the whole thing is to play the game fully, to let go of all the thinking and reasoning, and let God inside and really enjoy what I am doing. The other evening, it's actually only 2 days ago, we played a game outdoors, and we played a real good game. It's fast, you get to run a lot, and I love it. And I performed a real good sliding stop on the concrete naked. So, I recall that the moment I lay on the concrete, I had this one thought. I thought, isn't that overdoing it now? Isn't that overdoing playing the game? And the next thought was, get up and play. And I really got up and I treated, I'm whole, I'm perfect, and I played. And I actually had a ball playing. I totally forgot about what I did in that one instant. And I was still a little puzzled. I still thought, what a creation. I mean, you can really overdo it, Anita. And then about 5 minutes later, Michaela fell. And when she fell, I looked in her face and I saw this fraction of a moment where she thought, or where I saw in her face, shall I feel hurt now or shall I run on? And because I acted upon my own belief before, I just very naturally shouted to her, go. And that was so strong and powerful because it came from my heart that I could see she immediately took off and ran. And in the evening, when I thought about the whole story, when I had this quiet moment to think about what I've done, I thought I couldn't have done that believable if I wouldn't live up to my own belief and play myself the game fully. And then I had to think of, how do I fall asleep at night? Do I fall asleep at night as a child who played hard, who played with all its guts, and am I exhausted blissfully? And do I fall asleep right away when I lay down and have beautiful dreams because I enjoy what I do? And I had to say, yes, I do, because I play the game fully. I play the game fully. Yes, I play the game fully. And that's it.